This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Let's have some fun. All right, so here's what we've got going on right now. Here's what's on plate for tonight. What's on the plate? I think you're supposed to say what's on the plate, right, Chris? What's on tap? I like that even better. Here's what's on tap for tonight. I'm glad I just came up with that just now all by myself on the Jesse Kelly Show. No guests tonight. We've been guest heavy all week. Voice has been struggling, but I really wanted people to be knowledgeable. No guests tonight. No phone calls tonight either. I'll probably get to a bunch of emails, but we have a lot. All right, gas prices. We'll talk a lot about that. We're going to talk about apparently we're being invaded by gigantic spiders, and that's going to be a serious problem for me, possibly for you too. I'm going to give a little bit of advice right now. Actually, I'm going to give it right now before I get into the rest of the show and Joe Biden and everything else. First piece of advice, I want you to ignore people like this.
I eat a plant-based centered life.
That's, of course, New York Mayor Eric Adams. The reason I'm telling you that right now is you're worried about prices. I understand you're worried about prices. I'm worried about prices. I already told you yesterday. Wife just filled up the SUV, $100. $100. I mean, that's staggering. She said she just stared at the thing as it kept ticking up and up and up. Here's something small you can possibly do to save yourself some money in the coming days. Because remember, we had Braxton McCoy on earlier in the week talking about beef prices and things like that. I'm assuming you eat beef. Have you ever bought a cow? Pause 1 second. No, I don't expect you to be able to afford an entire cow, and I don't expect you to want one in your backyard pooping all over the place. This is something that was common in Montana. People do it down here in Texas. I've talked to friends from various states today to ask them about it. Many hadn't heard of it, but ones who had heard of it said it was in their state too. So wherever you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, I'm assuming it's close by. I mean, don't tell me upstate New York doesn't have cattle. They do. Families will go in on a cow and they'll split the cost of a cow. Okay, so you can't afford a whole cow. All right, I can't afford a whole cow. But we can look at a big, juicy cow out there and say, hey, I will go in on that cow with this family and this family and this family. And then you have the cow, obviously, slaughtered. I know that's not the lovely part of it everyone loves, but you have the cow slaughtered. And what you get out of it is tons of healthy food as a tip right now. This is a pro tip. Weird way to open the show, I know. I don't care, but I was discussing it last night and it's important. Get yourself a deep freezer. They don't cost a lot of money. You can get deep freezers for cheap. I mean, gosh, I haven't shopped for one in ages, but last time I bought one, I think I got it for like $59 or something like that at one of the big box stores. Get a deep freezer, buy a cow or a portion of a cow. Don't worry, you're never going to have to take possession of it. And get all that meat in a freezer, all right? I mean, steaks, lots and lots of ground burger, which, as you know, can be used for everything. What, Chris? $200 for a deep freezer? Well, I didn't mean one of the huge ones, man. But I guess a huge one. That was a small one now? Oh, gosh, man. Prices have gone up. All right, listen. It's just a money-saving tip. Deep freezer, beef, buy a cow, stock up on some meat. All right, there. How about that for practical things to open up the show? One thing's for sure. Again, you don't want to listen to this guy.
I eat a plant-based centered life.
It's not that I have anything against you vegans, even though you're a bunch of nut jobs who talk about it way too much. Other than that, I don't have anything against you, but I will tell you this. You're going to start to hear a lot more of that from our politicians as the cost of meat goes up. They're going to all start acting like they're health freaks out there, waddling up to the microphone. That's why you got to eat bugs and plants. You're going to hear a lot of that in the coming days. Now, let's get to the task at hand right now. Joe Biden, gas, where we're going as a country. Because remember what I told you? Do you remember what I told you on the 22nd of last month? In case you don't remember what I told you on the 22nd of last month, this is what I said for those who weren't paying attention. The reason I bring all this up is I just paused that right there really quickly because I just noticed, Chris, can I fast forward stuff on here? Like if Kamala Harris is talking, I can't fast forward anything? Well, why can't we do that? Can't you technology nerds put a fast forward button in here? You know what? Never mind. All right. Never mind. Back to me. This is a longer clip. It's like 3 minutes long, but remember what I said, because, oh boy, I'm about to do the grandmother of I told you so's. The reason I bring all this up is I see very clearly where we're going right now, and it's going to be absolutely maddening for you to watch and me to watch. But Chris, go ahead and write this one down. You want to know where we're going for real? The Biden administration is ecstatic about what's going on in Europe. They couldn't possibly be happier. Why? What is that? Why? We have an administration right now. Remember the type of people who lead this country. We have an administration deeply unpopular. We are seeing numbers out there, poll numbers like nothing we've ever seen before, as far as the unpopularity of the Democratic Party and the prospects of a complete and total wipeout in the midterms. The Biden administration is not worried about you and how you're hurting. They're not worried about vaccine mandates. They're not worried about inflation. They're not worried about a single thing that affects you or that you're worried about. They're worried about themselves and gaining and keeping power. What does that have to do with what's going on in Europe? Well, if you're the Biden administration, you're a bunch of scumbag communists who have no idea how to reduce costs. You have no idea how to secure the border, and even if you do, you don't want to. That's the last thing in the world you want. What you do need, though, is a scapegoat. You don't actually care that you're getting slaughtered at the gas pump. Joe Biden, Jen Psaki, Ron Klain, Susan Rice, I mean, you pick them. They don't care about you and your stresses at the gas pump. They don't care that you just had to cut out beef because your family can't afford it anymore. That doesn't cross their mind. What does cross their mind is this. Well, we can't have them blaming us for it. The Biden administration is going to want this war in Europe. If it becomes that, God forbid, they're going to want it to ramp up and not down, because then they'll be able to blame every single thing you're unhappy about on what's going on in Europe. Oh, mad about lumber prices? Oh, those stinking Russians. Up, can't afford the price at the pump? Dang those Russians. Oh, you're mad about this, you're mad about that. Cost of beef. Well, you know, Russia, the sanctions cross over. Russia, Russia, Russia. You thought you got tired of hearing about Russia when Donald Trump was president and they were making up lies about him colluding with them? That's going to be nothing compared to what's coming over the next year, at least leading up to the midterms. The Biden people are so sick and evil and depraved, they're going to look at that thing popping off in Europe and they're going to say to themselves, oh, nice, this is outstanding. You can blame it all on the Russians. That was me. From a couple weeks ago, from the 22nd, would you like to hear what Jen Psaki had to say today? Here was Jen Psaki today. Man, I love being right.
Why did you guys decide to rebrand the rise in gas prices as the hashtag Putin price hike?
I mean, if you want to use that on Fox, I welcome that.
I think it'll get a lot of airtime because we have heard the president warn for months the gas prices were rising because of the supply chain and because of post-pandemic demand. If you guys knew for months that this was going to be the hashtag Putin price hike, why aren't we just hearing that now?
Well, Peter, if we go back to 6 months ago, I don't think anybody was predicting we would be exactly where we are as it relates to Russia and Ukraine. As you know, that events in the world, including the invasion by Russia of a foreign country, does prompt instability and volatility in the global oil markets. That's what we're seeing now. Outside economists and analysts have conveyed and said publicly that Russia's invasion, Russia's buildup of troops. President Putin's decision to do that very early this year led to a lot of the instability and volatility in the oil markets. You don't have to take my word for it. So therefore, if President Putin's buildup of military troops is leading to volatility and an increase in oil and prices, hence you have a Putin pump, gas price pump.
Did I call that one or did I call that one? Gosh, these people. All right, we're going to explain their mentality, why you're hearing this, why you're suffering and they don't give a crap. We're going to explain that. And we're also going to look into something else. I know it's going to sound off topic. It is off topic. I don't always hit the big headlines of the day. I saw this couple in the Bronx. They used the foster care system to go after women, and it's just the most terrible thing in the world. And we're going to talk about the people who are left behind. All that's coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. First, though, let's talk about something wonderful, an American company. How often do we talk about putting our money where our morals are? We talk about it all the time. And I know you're sick and tired of watching corporate America dump all over you and everything you care about. It makes me sick. The commercials I see out there, the always left-wing activism from these guys, I can't stand it. If MyPillow products sucked, I would still come on the radio and tell you to go buy them. I'd admit to you they sucked, but I'd still say, go support it. At least they're patriotic. But actually, it's a patriotic company and their stuff's amazing. They have the best freaking sheets ever. Giza Dream Sheets. And they're on sale for their lowest price ever right now. You have to go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Jesse. You can get them as low as $39.99. Go get a couple sets. Take advantage of it. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to do a big email roundup tonight, and I'm going to get to this Bronx couple and the foster care exploitation. I know this is way off topic. Foster care is one of those things that I'm passionate about, and I'm going to bring it up here in just a few. But again, like I called it, like I told you 2 or 3 weeks ago, they're going to blame everything now on Putin. It was as predictable as the rising of the sun. Here's our energy secretary.
And $4.17 is the price for the average price for regular gasoline in this country right now. How high do you expect it to go and how long will that last?
Yeah, it's that's the question. We don't know, of course. We don't know how long Putin is going to terrorize Ukraine. We do not know how long his war will last. But let's be clear, these increases are because of Vladimir Putin. This is Putin's war. These are Putin's increases.
Of course, Vladimir Putin is about to be the source of all things that make Joe Biden look like crap. Now, where am I going with that? Why am I bringing this up? I'm actually not doing a I told you so thing. Actually, that's not fair. I'm 100% doing an I told you so thing because I like to rub it when I'm right in other people's faces. That's what real leadership is. But beyond that, I'm actually not doing it for that reason. It helps people understand the mentality of the people who lead us. Why did I see that coming? I mean, you probably saw it coming too. It's not like that was a genius take, but why did I see it coming? Because what are the three things they all have in common? We pound it day after day after day. What are the three things? The three things are no love of country, no connection to the real world, and a belief they should rule over you as kings and queens. You're about to experience this a lot when it comes to the prices in your life going through the roof. No love of country? Well, understand this. Nobody in the Biden administration right now, not a single person, is sitting around a table trying to figure out how to make things so you can survive and get by. I understand what you're going through. I'm looking at my emails. I know, Jesse, I've had to cut this out. Jesse, we're not going to be able to do this. Jesse, we're not going to be able to do this. Jesse, I'm not sure if I can afford my medication. Understand this. No one in the White House is sitting around worrying about you. None of them are. They don't care about you. There's no care at all. They're completely disconnected from you. They don't live in your world at all. They only care if you're going to punish them at the polls for this. Everything now is going to be about polling and who gets blamed. Nothing's going to be about, hey, can we actually help? Can we lower prices? Everything is going to be assigning blame because we have a bunch of rich, selfish, spoiled children who run this country, and they hate the country, and they don't have any idea what real people go through at all. None. None. I was talking to a guy last night. I got together with some of my neighbors. I like to do this, as you know, from time to time. And I like to figure out, what are other people saying? Because again, I talk to you every day. I talk to you on radio. I have a TV show every single night on the First TV, 9 p.m. Eastern. But when I'm in the studio, it's Chris here and it's Michael here. And I have talks with the suits and things like that. And I find out how's the show doing? By the way, the show's killing it still. So you'd be happy to know that. But okay, so that's a bit of a bubble. So why do I solicit emails so much? Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats. Remember, they're all welcome. Why do I solicit emails so much? It helps me understand what people outside of this studio are actually struggling with and going through. Otherwise, you don't know. Well, I also like to do this with my neighbors. Now, I just live in a normal neighborhood, same kind of neighborhood you live in. Not political. I don't live in D.C. or New York or anything like that. I just live in a really non-political red neighborhood in the suburbs of Texas. So I like to talk to these guys. What do they do? Well, plumbers. They manage car dealerships. One guy owns a little restaurant here in town. It's just things like that. So I went out with them last night and I was talking. And one of my guys, part of his job is he has to have things hauled from place to place. Now, not on a big rig, not on a big semi truck. He has to haul things on a big diesel, basically a big dually. You know what people know what a dually is, don't they, Michael? You know what a dually is. Michael, you don't know what it is. Like, honestly, it's like raising children on the show. It is like raising children. No, it's not the round tanks, you idiot. It's a pickup truck. You know the pickup trucks with the two tires in the back? The big pickup with two tires? That's a dually. Golly, jeez, I swear. All right, anyway, he has to have things hauled back and forth with a dually. He still has them hauled about 4 hours away from where we are now. As of yesterday, all the pricing in his business changed. Why? Because a trip from there to where he is used to cost him $400. Now it costs $700. Like that. That's the cost of everything going up. He's busy talking to everyone he sells to now, trying to explain to them why the price of everything just went up drastically. Now, I know that because I actually talk to real people. And while I am a sociopath, an uncaring fool, I do genuinely care when normal people get crushed. There's not a single person in the Biden administration who had a conversation like that last night. Not one. And the problem is they're running the show. And this is maybe the worst part. They're going to keep running the show for a while. Remember, yeah, we got midterm elections coming up, but Joe Biden's going to be there for 3 years. And if he's not, if they 25th Amendment the guy out the door, or God forbid something happens to him, remember what the backup plan is.
Imagine a future. The freight trucks that deliver bread and milk to our grocery store shelves, and the buses that take children to school and parents to work. Imagine all the heavy-duty vehicles that keep our supply lines strong and allow our economy to grow. Imagine that they produced zero emissions. Well, you all imagined it. That's why we're here today.
Wait, this is the best part. I didn't stop it. This is the best part. Do I have enough time to finish it? All right, I'm going to finish it. This is the best part. We're doing it together.
Because we have the ability to see what can be, unburdened by what has been, and then to make the possible actually happen.
Gosh, what an idiot. All right, we're going to do an email roundup. But first, I have to address this foster care couple from the Bronx. I know it's off topic. Just hang with me for one second.
Woche bis zu 50 Euro zusätzlich sparen. Mit der Netto Plus App 10% Rabatt auf deinen Einkauf sichern. Dazu Payback-Punkte sammeln und sparen. Mach mehr Plus mit der Netto Plus App.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. If you're annoyed, like everyone else is, about splitting this show up into 3 hours, just subscribe or follow so it automatically downloads. I know, Chris, what do you want me to do? It's the suits. What do you want me to do? We're all working for the man at some point in time. Just subscribe or follow so it automatically downloads the friggin' show. Oh, gosh. You know what? Just really quickly here. You want to know how out of touch these people are? You're getting slaughtered right now. Cost of everything going up. Having to make life decisions. And I'm going to get to this foster care thing from the Bronx here in just a second. How out of touch are they? This is a congressman. His name's Hakeem Jeffries. I want you to listen very closely when he's asked about, okay, gas prices are killing people. What are y'all doing about it?
What is the thinking within your caucus about how to deal with that issue specifically? What has been the reaction of your colleagues to, you know, things like diplomatic outreach to countries like Venezuela and Saudi Arabia in terms of like increasing the global oil supply?
Yeah, that issue hasn't come up. I assume those conversations are taking place, but I haven't been read into them. And we await, you know, further clarity from the administration.
Oh, good. The issue hasn't even come up. Gas prices. Oh, are you guys hurt by gas prices? I don't know. I've got a little condo here on the hill. I walk to and from work. It's so much fun. Shouldn't we all just bike, guys? Golly. All right, we're going to set aside politics for a second. I just want you to bear with me for just a brief second. I was not in the foster care system. Okay, so I need to clarify that. However, I have known quite a few people who were, just various lots in life. I have known foster care parents. I hate it. Not that I hate foster care itself, obviously, but when a child gets bounced around the foster care system, there are some really saintly people who do foster care stuff. I've known them, and they're out there trying to do what's best for these kids. And instead of getting the kids in and getting to keep them or change their lives, you know, oftentimes the kids are just passing through, and you end up falling in love with these kids, and then they get sent away to something else that's terrible, and it's terrible. And the parents, the good ones who do this, go through so much anguish, and then the kids are going through an unsettled nightmare upbringing. It's just all very, very terrible. It's all very tough. You know, I realize life's unfair, and undoubtedly people listening to the sound of my voice have been through this, or maybe you are those good parents. But There's a serious dark side to the foster care system. And when I see stories like this, the headline is this: sex trafficking couple exploited foster care loophole, officials say. A Bronx couple used foster care to exploit vulnerable young women, prosecutors and a woman who's been placed in their home said. I'm going to skip over the details because I understand this is a family show, and I understand people listen with their kids. We have all kinds of kids listening. Look, you can go look it up yourself if you want the details. I'm violating one of my rules of don't bring up a problem unless you have a solution too. So I don't know what the solution is, but I do know the stories I hear of terrible abuse and exploitation taking place within the foster care system. They're some of the most maddening things in the world. And again, I don't even know why I brought this up. I just saw the headline and it irked me to no end because I've heard so much of this. You have these kids, and I know this is idealistic. I realize that, and life is imperfect, but kids should have a mom and a dad. Kids should be playing board games with their parents, eating sugary cereal for breakfast until the wife gets up and sees it and yells about it. Not that that ever happens in our house. You know, I mean, kids should be, whatever, shooting guns, playing video games, doing kid stuff, getting dirty, hide and seek. And that some kids don't have that just freaking sucks. It sucks. And then to not only not have that, to get passed around to different homes where in some cases you are abused, sometimes just terribly. I mean, terribly. It sucks twice as bad. And then the worst part of it is this, is these kids rarely see justice. Rarely does it even come to light. You know, they're just kind of tossed aside, and I hate it. And I don't have a solution, and I don't know that there's anything I could ever do about it to change that fact. I guess, you know, orphans have been abused since time began simply because people can. You know, children get abused because people can. Women get abused because people can, because they're weaker. People take advantage of them. But I hate it. Does that sound sappy, Chris? I don't know. Look, I didn't want it to sound sappy. It bothers me out there right now. There's a child living in hell. And it really, really bugs me. And I can't do anything about it. So there. That's it. That's the last I'm going to bring it up. I know it's gross. All right, we're done with this. Let's get back to some things. I told you we were going to do a big email roundup tonight. And we most definitely are. But I wanted to play something for you really quickly here. Something that can't possibly be talked about enough. The votes. Election fraud. Something we brought up a bunch on the show. I actually have an election fraud expert on my TV show tonight. So it's something I'll bring up. Something I've brought up before. But are we 100% sure we're going to be okay in 2022, are we 100% sure we're going to be okay? What are we doing about it? We know something happened. Remember, my position on it has always been there's fraud in every election. Obviously, there was a lot more of it than normal in the last one because of all the mail-in voting. It just presented more of an opportunity. How much of it? I don't know. I don't know that we'll ever know. I don't know how much there was, but there looks like a lot. I mean, we have places in Wisconsin where 100% of the people in the nursing homes voted. All right, you don't ever get 100% voting anywhere. That's tin pot dictator stuff. But some of the things we're hearing, it's staggering. There's something called Vote GA in Georgia. And remember, this is not some Republican group. This is not a Trump group. They're just an independent group that's been digging into it. Remember, Georgia is a critical state. This is a little hard to hear, but I want you to listen and listen very closely. What are we doing about this?
So there are 17,000 votes in the Fulton County certified results right now that for which we have no ballot images to support those votes. So the question is, why are they there and how did they get there? The impact of this alone means that there are 13,303 extra Biden votes and 4,279 extra Trump votes that cannot be substantiated. All 374,128 in-person ballot images from the 524,000 that Fulton certified, they're all missing. There were 524,000 votes cast in Fulton County. Only 16,000 of them can be authenticated.
Did you hear what he just said? Let me break this down for people who may suffer from a low IQ like I do. Over 500,000 in one of, if not the most critical counties in Georgia, over 500,000 votes, only 16,000 can be authenticated. And I want to be clear about this. I don't bring this up because I want to do the, oh, well, here's what happened in 2020. 2020's gone. It's over. Forget about it. What are we doing going forward to make sure people can trust their votes? And this is such a shock to people. Look, someone in New York City understands election fraud. This goes back to Tammany Hall. I mean, people in places like New York get it. But in other parts of the country, I don't know if enough people understand what a big deal this is and how this can change everything. And does the Republican Party? What are they going to do about it? All right, we're finally going to get to some emails. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com. Yeah.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. And before I get going into everything else, I see your emails. I understand full well you are a little bit worried. What, Chris? I know I said email roundup. I'm getting to the emails. I was just about to reference an email. Don't interrupt me when I'm referencing the email. You know what, Chris? Never mind. I see your emails. I understand you're a little bit nervous about finances and the value of the dollar. What do you want me to tell you? Do you want me just to play the bar? You want me to play the machine gun sound? Because that's your money right now, just getting slaughtered. All right, that's what do you want me to tell you? Buy gold. Remember, I don't have to convince you right now that we might be facing some financial difficulty. What are you going to do about it? I mean, there are things you should have, just things you can have. You should have something to purify water if you need to. They have these cool little straws if you're looking for them. They're awesome. If you're a gun person, you should have some extra ammo. You should have some food. You should have some gold. You should have some gold from Oxford Gold Group. They'll deliver it right to your front door. 833-995-GOLD. Tell them Jesse told you to call. It's really important right now to have something to protect yourself in case this whole daggone thing goes crazy. We don't know what's coming. I don't know what's coming. But I know having some gold is not something you're going to regret. 833-995-GOLD, Oxford Gold Group. All right. Listen to John Kerry. You remember this? Remember when John Kerry said this? This was a while ago when he was asked about the Keystone Pipeline. What happened?
The oil industry executives who are listening, are you putting them on notice today?
Well, we didn't come here to put anybody on notice except to the seriousness of President Biden's intent to do what needs to be done to deal with this crisis. And it is a crisis. With respect to those workers, no two people are more in this room are more concerned about it. And the president of the United States has expressed in every comment he has made about climate the need to grow the new jobs that pay better, that are cleaner. The same worker who works in South Carolina today putting together a BMW, which happens to be made there and is currently an internal combustion engine, can put together a car, but it's electric. So
no,
this is not a choice between having
no
jobs.
No love of country. None. No love of country. No connection to the real world. Belief they should rule as kings and queens. John Kerry doesn't care that America is suffering right now. In John Kerry's mind, it's fine. He doesn't love the place. Doesn't matter to him at all. John Kerry has no idea how you live your life either. Nah, just go build a Tesla. You'll be fine. What's the problem? Just switch. That $70,000 a year job you got, paying for food. Maybe the wife's got some pearl earrings, couple older cars that run, that life you got. But just switch. Why won't you go build solar panels, peasant? And finally, and this is an important part, before I get to the emails, Chris, this is an important part. Remember, John Kerry is not a hypocrite because he flies a private jet and wants your job crushed. He's not a hypocrite. All right? John Kerry believes he's above you. He should rule over you as a king and a queen. Of course the king should have rights and privileges that the little subjects don't have. He doesn't look at you as a fellow citizen. Certainly doesn't care about anything you're going through. None of these people do. What do they care about? Themselves. They care about money. They care about power. They're not interested in even a little bit in what you're going through. Oh, they're interested in you not blaming them at all, but they're not interested in what you're going through.
Why did you guys decide to rebrand the rise in gas prices as the hashtag Putin price hike?
I mean, if you want to use that on Fox, I welcome that.
I think it'll get a lot of airtime because we have heard the president warn for months the gas prices were rising because of the supply chain and because of post-pandemic demand. If you guys knew for months that this was going to be the hashtag Putin price hike, why aren't we just hearing that now?
Well, Peter, if we go back to 6 months ago, I don't think anybody was predicting we would be exactly where we are as it relates to Russia and Ukraine. As you know, that events in the world, including the invasion.
Yeah, you get it. They're going to blame Putin the whole time. It's what they do. That's what they do. And remember, they're going to lie to you about what people think about it. This was a CNN reporter. Hey, everyone's happy to pay more for gas. It's for Ukraine.
People we've spoken to over the last couple weeks, they're okay paying higher prices if it means holding Russia accountable.
Of course. Don't you talk to people like that all the time? I know the guy I talk to who lives paycheck to paycheck, he's happy losing his house as long as he feels good about Ukraine. That is, I talk to a lot of Americans like this, or they'll just flat out tell you. I mean, don't tell me about a buck or two for a clear conscience.
Russia has been hit with a series of crippling sanctions, and it looks like there's more to come because the U.S. and its European allies are now discussing banning imports of Russian oil. Take that, Putin. We're not going to buy our gas from a war criminal. We're going to buy it from the good guys, Saudi Arabia. But it's going to cost. Since the invasion, oil prices have skyrocketed. Today, the average gas price in America hit an all-time record high of over $4 per gallon. Okay, that stings, but a clean conscience is worth a buck or two.
Says the guy worth $75 million. They feel as if they're above you, a higher class. That's the truth. Stop looking at me like I'm not going to get to the emails, Chris. I'm getting the emails right now. I understand it's been an hour. I had other stuff to say. All right, I had other stuff to say. Yo, Jesse. Last night, hour one, you had me fired up. I believe I have the answer to the question of where the fighters are on our side. The fighters on the right work real jobs, raise good families, and add productivity to the nation. With the exception of about 10 politicians on the right, most are gutless morons. How can we incentivize good, liberty-loving, successful people on the right to get in and kick some commie... I can't say that word. Stay on offense, brother. Feed them. Our family is praying for you. Says I can say his name. His name is Dan. Look, I went off last night, and I actually have new audio from Jen Psaki about this Florida bill. I'm not going to play it for you quite yet. You know what? I take that back. I want you to hear this because I'm probably going to play it several times throughout the show. Remember what I went off on last night? About the Florida bill. The Florida bill that Democrats are, of course, saying is the Don't Say Gay bill. But what it actually is the Don't Talk About Sex to Six-Year-Olds bill. That's all. It's very benign. The word gay isn't even in it. And yet Democrats nationally are campaigning against that bill. That means the platform of the National Democratic Party is they want to talk to your kindergartner about sex.
Regarding the Florida bill, in 1994, when many of us in this room were in school, President Biden actually voted for a much broader restriction that banned federal funds from being used for, quote, the promotion of homosexuality as a positive lifestyle alternative. Why did he do that? And can you describe how his thinking has evolved over the years?
Well, I think that you have seen the president speak passionately about his view that a bill like this, a bill that would discriminate against families, against kids, put these kids in a position of not getting the support they need at a time where that's exactly what they need, is discriminatory. It's
okay, so Jen Psaki and Joe Biden want your kindergartner to learn about sex in school. Do you think Republicans should play offense about that? Do you think that should be in every campaign ad? Oh yeah, definitely.
This is an iHeart podcast.